this is a message from the Taliban that people are hearing everywhere across the nation of Afghanistan this morning. Joining us now from Kabul is BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul, the correspondent in Afghanistan for our partner, the BBC. Martin, what are we listening to there?
Well, this is a message. It's not clear when it was recorded. It could have been recorded a year ago. And basically, it's saying, it's a Taliban militant saying that if you want justice, then you have to come to the Taliban. Forget about the government and its corrupt employees. It's only the Taliban that can offer justice to the Afghan people. So it's a very simple message, but it's one that is gaining currency
across the country. 8 years into the war, we want to assess the state of the Taliban. Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, said as recently as this weekend that the Taliban appears to have the momentum in Afghanistan right now. Also with us is Christine Fair, a professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And continuing with us is Specialist Marco Reininger, an Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America spokesperson who is a specialist in the National Guard and has served in Afghanistan as recently as 6 months ago. And you're expecting to return there, right, Marco?
That's correct, John.
Assess for me the quality of the propaganda coming out of the Taliban in your experience.
Well, unfortunately, the Taliban is very tech-savvy, and they have entire propaganda factories in the Pakistani tribal areas that, aside from bootlegging Hollywood movies, they also distribute and produce pretty technologically advanced propaganda in form of videos and things of that nature. So,
and part of the message, Martin Patience, is that the Taliban is in control, that there's a shadow government in place, and that the people of Afghanistan should, in a sense, be loyal to the Taliban government. What have you learned?
Yes, that's right. I think what the Taliban are saying, that if you want justice, you need to come to us. And what we've seen in recent years, particularly in the south and the east of the country where the insurgency is at its strongest, is that the Taliban are setting up these shadow governments. Now, the reason they're doing that is twofold. One, they want to win the hearts and minds of the people. It's very easy to forget that the Taliban, too, they have a strategy as well as the American strategy. And what we're seeing is that it's increasingly successful. Many Afghans are turning not to the Afghan government for justice, but the Taliban themselves. And that's because they don't need to deal with corrupt officials. So, in effect, the Taliban in many parts of this country is replacing the authority of the Afghan government.
Well, indeed, the Taliban have their own diplomats. Here's Abibullah Fauzi, who's a former Taliban ambassador to Saudi Arabia, making an argument of why the Taliban has more credibility civically in Afghanistan than the government of Afghanistan itself.
You see that our people is poor people. They have a lot of problems. All of them need justice. They will help those people who give him the justice, and the justice will not come with the corruption.
Christine Fair, professor at Georgetown University, does the Taliban have a good argument when they try to make this shadow government case?
Well, of course they do, and I think we need to remember that that's how the Taliban came into power in the first instance. They came in, they cleaned up the corruption that was really characterizing the conflict waged by the different Mujahideen commanders. They were also very effective in saving young children from basically the Mujahideen had kept young boys as catamites. And so the Taliban really came in on a wave of providing security and justice. And I think one of the biggest travesties of the last 8 years of international effort to rebuild Afghanistan is that it's been so heavily focused on the Afghan National Security Forces that there's been absolutely no attention paid to supporting ministries such as the Ministry of Interior, completely riven with corruption, deeply involved in various illicit trafficking, and obviously one of which is narcotics, but also gems, timber, etc. Ministry of Justice, you have at the district level a completely dysfunctional judiciary system. So training police without a full system of rule of law basically mean that you've trained security guards.
So, Marco Reininger, you're a specialist, and you have to deal with this. Does what Christine Fair is saying there, corruption in the Afghan government, does it make your job more difficult, more dangerous, and you're less able to convince the Afghan people to cooperate with American troops and NATO forces?
Well, absolutely. I mean, not only does it affect security for us and our Afghan counterparts, but it just undermines every effort that we're trying to achieve over there in terms of, well, the popular phrase is to win the hearts and minds. If you can't trust the people that that are meant to protect you, then it's very difficult. And we've seen everything from police officers being involved in extortion, kidnapping, and things of that nature. So it's just really hard to convince the Afghan people that we're really there helping them.
Well, Marco, you make me, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it suggests that if what you're saying is true, then no amount of increased U.S. troops is going to fight that corruption argument that the Taliban has in its favor.
Well, what I think we really need to do is tackle that root cause, which is corrupt officials inside the system. So I think we shouldn't be scared to removing these people. Of course, you know, it's difficult because sometimes it happens at a very, very high level. And it's just the nature of the beast.
Martin Patience, do you see any sense that NATO troops can erode this sense of corruption on the part of the Afghan people for their own government?
Well, ultimately, it's not up to the NATO troops. It's up to the UN and the international community. But the larger point is this. Any counterinsurgency strategy is only as good as the government you support. And the big problem that the American military has out here is that it's supporting an Afghan government which, in many people's eyes, particularly many Afghans, isn't legitimate. And until you resolve that issue of how do you reform
right.
the Afghan government, it's going to be very yep. difficult for the American military to pull off any success.
Martin Patience, BBC Kabul correspondent. I can give you 10 seconds, Christine Fair. Final thought?
It actually isn't even in the hands of the international community and the United Nations. It's actually in the hands of, right now, the Kabul government.
Right.
And the last 8 years demonstrates that Karzai is either unwilling or uninterested in providing clean governance. And
right.
your other guests are right. The U.S. seems to be backing an illegitimate president who went
Got
through
an
illegitimate means. So
Christine
that's
Fair.
A huge problem for us.
Christine Fair, professor at Georgetown University, and Marco Reiniger on his way back to Afghanistan. Thanks so much, specialists.